Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Let's join the celebration down there. Let's all have a happy Easter.
Here comes Ed the Easter Eel. We're not quite sure just what's his deal. He comes to good divers on Easter Day.
Oh, wow.
You'll wake up Easter morning and you'll do what we all do. He might be there to wish you well, but don't confuse him with your poo. So keep the lid up for him this year. The Easter Eel is almost here. Divers round the world now all say yay! Yay! Yay!
That was a great, inspiring legend that you made up.
Nope. It's a God's honest truth. Easter Eel, just a week or so away. Could visit you if you've been a good diver all year. And if you haven't, I just wouldn't use it. I would not use the toilet Easter morning. Because
you're going to go outside like a dog?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm good. I'd go back.
I think your first answer was your honest answer.
No. And matter of fact, you got wind that we have a new confection coming out for Easter next week as well that hopefully will enhance the whole Easter Eel
fudge
legend. No. It's hot honey.
Fudge.
And chocolate.
Hot honey snorkels? They look like...
Hold on there, Dennis.
Greg, are you all right?
No, I just don't want Dennis to spill the beans.
Do I need to call an ambulance?
Oh, I was just guessing.
Yeah, well, we there's some big news happening next week, and we got, you know, it's called the tease, and I'm telling you, it's going to be huge, and it could be the next big thing. It could finally allow
me to... Not to overhype it or anything.
Yeah, it might finally allow me to make enough money to retire from this show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. One can hope.
Hey,
one can hope.
Greg?
Yes, Brittany Brown. What's going down?
If you want to avoid the Easter Eel on Easter Sunday,
yeah,
you can always ask Vinny for tips on how to avoid the toilet when you have to go.
Oh, he has a technique that he uses.
No, I mean, he's got different locations, remember?
He has
his roommate has
unique options.
he opens
He's a man of leisure.
Go there and, you know,
hey,
and
I have a quiz.
And just so we're clear, the Easter Eel will use any type of plumbing. So if you think you can just avoid them by not using the throne.
Think again, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Vinny's got other options.
Listen, speaking of Vinny,
so does
Greg,
the Easter Eel, just so we know, just
time?
So we're clear.
Do we have time? Do I have time left in the show to give Vinny a pop quiz?
God, no. Mm-hmm. But go
Vinny,
ahead.
Yes. Vinny.
Go ahead.
Pop quiz. Mm-hmm. The show you're on right now is called Scuba What?
Okay.
I mean, wow. Yeah.
It's a ridiculous question.
It's a ridiculous question.
So you don't know.
Yeah. Johnson. How dare you? He knows.
One more question.
Okay. One more. What is it? Do you have the question, Brittany, or do we got to come up with one real fast?
Come up with one.
Okay. Brittany says we need to ask you a question, Vinny. So the question is, have you been a good diver this year or a bad diver in your world? What do you think? Let me put it this way. How do you think the Easter Eel would look at you when it comes to whether or not you've been a good or bad diver the past year?
From Easter to Easter.
Yeah.
That's the year.
You think you've been good or bad?
I think I'm getting better. I'm not the greatest, but I'm not.
No, you got to make a decision.
Bad.
Good or bad? You have been good or bad the past year?
I think I'm good at it.
Oh God, he's hopeless.
Yeah, y'all making him hold his chest.
Silence.
What? Hold his chest.
Yeah, he's sitting there.
I just got my battery changed. A little sore.
Oh, that's why I thought he was showing us love.
He's
actually holding on to his pacemaker.
Vinny.
Okay,
just aching a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead,
Vinny. What kind of hat do you have on right now?
I have a Scuba Radio hat on.
Yes!
God bless him.
Yes!
See, that's the kind of brown nosing and stuff that, that I wish the entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad would do. But either, Vinny's the only one who stepped up.
Either that was a correct answer or there's a train
coming.
You can't
see my shirt, Greg. I have a Scuba Radio shirt on.
Well,
he's a liar.
Yeah, liar.
Your shirt says Salt Life.
Yeah.
No, wait.
He's lying.
But, oh, he's yeah, Salt Life.
Yeah. Oh, so, like yeah.
Jerry, what shirt are you wearing right now?
And thank God you're wearing one. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I think we've established very clearly that the entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad are all worthless. Right.
Enough with that.
Terrible divers.
I got something I got to know.
Wow. They're going to get bitten.
I have a burning question,
Easter
Greg.
Eel. Okay, yes.
I got to know.
What?
I was looking around and this caught my eye. I've never seen this before.
In the Scuba Radio Studios.
Well, yeah, that's where we are. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a patch.
Mm-hmm.
And it does fit with what you seem to be always obsessed with.
I don't
want to know what's the meaning of this.
What is that?
Read it to everyone. Read
it. You have to show it to the camera.
Read it to your fans.
A poo diver patch. We ain't afraid of no poo. I don't know. Where did that come from?
It was right over here.
With all the stuff we have knickknacks from 29 years of doing this show.
You're a hoarder.
I don't
recall. You need to clean this out.
What that
you got
is
all
from.
Kinds of
it looks
crap
like Greg.
No, that doesn't look like me.
See, that guy
knows what that is.
That is gross, is what that is.
It looks like a patch, like he had to do something.
I think somebody
you had to do like a Boy Scout, you had to somehow earn this.
Why is it coming back on me? Why do you think I earned it? It was
this
by
your studio. This is all your stuff.
Yeah, but it's by your station, you, Cock Johnson.
This is not mine. I've never seen that.
Maybe you earned it.
Don't try to put this on me. This is your studio. Actually. This is all your crap.
And
you've even got a little turd light right here that anyone can see.
And as usual,
it's an emoji.
Greg tries to put it off on everybody else.
There's got to be a scientific name for it.
Bubble Boy probably knows. What do you think?
Yeah, I have to confess that was a patch I earned on Dive Fest in Dominica.
Oh, see?
And I left it there.
The old brown trout
I left it there
badge.
In the studio.
Yes, that's what it was from.
That's an advanced.
It's all coming
it's an advanced
back.
Certification.
Now I remember. I had blocked it out until you brought it up, and then. Bubble Boy.
That's an advanced certification I don't have yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
So Bubble Boy gets a point because he just took the hit for you.
No, he didn't take the hit. He earned the badge.
He took the hit.
He did.
He dropped trout and let a brown trout float down the rivers of Dominica.
Floating down the river.
And then over the, down, it actually, we're high up in the mountain
he
there.
He dropped a floater.
What he done was polluted all the drinking water.
No. Oh, well, they do drink out of it downstream.
Oh, my God.
But I really, the main thing I remember is like I felt really bad because I knew there were some honeymooners, you know, down having a romantic moment in one of the waterfalls below us.
Crap happens, Greg.
It's a baby Ruth.
Yeah. But, you know, at least he got a badge out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so... You know,
and we're still talking about it 10 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know why it's here and not on them.
Almost 20 years later.
Yeah,
I mean, was it a little 30 years later.
Okay, so you know, the bottom line is okay. That's enough.
Thank you. At least now I know.
Now you know, but I had nothing to do with it. You just assumed, and you know what that. You know what happens when you assume, Cock Johnson.
Yeah, I'm always right.
Right. Okay. Anywho,
says his second mind.
All right. I think all that we've established is none of us are getting chocolate on.
I am.
I am too. I mean, me and the Easter Eel go.
Well, I don't
back.
Eat chocolate, so it doesn't matter.
Well, it won't matter at all because it's going to come up through your plumbing and bite you right in the. You know, it's been very clear. Jerry the Diver Guy has not been a good little.
Yeah, happy Keister.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's
I don't
it.
Eat chocolate, so
he doesn't ever get it.
Okay. Well, anywho, everybody is going to get caught up in their shots and prepare for the Easter Eel accordingly. And until we find out what truly happens, remember, it's always better where?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized. guys dare, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.